The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Republicans in Congress have this thing that right before an election, when things are going really well for them, you know, they're maybe going to stay in power or get in power if they're not already, they like to do something completely stupid, and that's exactly what they did in bipartisan fashion this week as they banned the Bible. So if you didn't hear, students were taking to the streets to basically show their love and for Hamas and protest Israel. I don't know why. A lot of these people were part of the LGBTQ coalition, and they would be shot on sight if they were seen in Palestine. This was the response that they received at their universities.
Yes.
Come this way. We need to get out of the way.
Okay.
We got a flex.
Put her in flex. Cup.
Put her in flex. Give me a flex. Give me a flex.
What's a flex?
So what you see in reaction to this is that politicians, Republicans especially, because they were the ones that were literally trying to push this bill, they do largely reactionary things for absolutely no reason. Politics in the United States is not proactive. It's completely reactionary. And we're seeing that with things like immigration, for instance. You didn't see people that made it so that no illegal immigrants could come into our country. Instead, we waited until 30 million came in, and then we started talking about things we could do about it. Just talking, by the way. We didn't actually do something about it. And this is what happened in response to these anti-Semitic protests on campus. So basically what happened was politicians wanted to pander to the masses. And so they came up with this bill where they expanded the definition of what anti-Semitism is. And this has really, really big consequences for the Bible, for instance. So Matt Gaetz, I'm going to pull this up on the screen. Matt Gaetz tweeted about this just a little bit sooner. And you can see right now, this is the House bill. It says it's going to provide the consideration of a definition of anti-Semitism as set forth by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. And basically what that does is it just expands the definition. And Matt Gaetz, kind of, you can see his tweet on the right. He says, "This evening I'll vote against it. Anti-Semitism is wrong, but this legislation is written without regard for the Constitution, common sense, or even the common understanding of the meaning of words. The gospel itself could meet the definition of anti-Semitism under the terms of this bill." You can see later in the tweet, he basically says one of these examples includes claims of Jews killing Jesus. So basically, now parts of, like, you know, all the gospels are going to be able to be hate speech or anti-Semitism under this law because of the fact that people saying that the Jews killed Jesus somehow is hating on Jews. By the way, there's been a lot of buzz on this on Twitter. The Jews did kill Jesus. And before you're like, no, that's not true. I like Jews. I have Jewish friends. It's cool. I'm not anti-Semitic. Take a look. Matthew 27 then answered all the people and said, "His blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified." So yeah, the Romans might have, like, technically been the ones that did it. But let's be clear. According to the Bible, according to Matthew, the Jews literally said, "His blood be on us and our children." So that debate is just out of the window. You know, I don't care. Like, as conservatives, we don't believe that the sin of past generations comes down on you. If we did, then we believe in reparations and other stupid things like that. But just because you're a Jew and your ancestors killed Jesus doesn't mean that as a Christian, I should hate you. Like, no, it has nothing to do with that. But let's just be clear, the Jews did kill Jesus, and that's just a fact. And so it's not anti-Semitic to say it. I'm not saying it because I hate Jews. It's just true. And if you are passing a bill saying that that speech is not protected, then what speech is protected? And what religion is protected, by the way? So here's the good news about this. So obviously the answer or the question to all of this is, how is this going to be enforced? And the answer is that it's just not. It might not even get past the Senate. I unfortunately think it probably will because of the bipartisan support in Congress. But I don't think the Bible is going to be banned. I do think that laws like this are really troubling because I think it does spell, you know, fear for the future and what other bills could be passed that might be easily enforced. This one's not going to be a problem. And the fact of the matter is, the reason why is just because people won't stand for it right now. It's just not going to happen. And I don't think that there's an executive kind of strong enough that's going to try to enforce this. I don't think there's policemen or courts that want to push this. I also think that this law is probably, if it passes, is going to be wrapped up in a lawsuit and potentially go to a circuit court or even the Supreme Court and struck down. So there's a good chance that this law, even if it's passed, won't even exist for very long. Regardless, though, it's crazy that any politician would try to do this. It's even crazier that Republicans are doing it. And it just shows how bad the Republican base is in Congress and how we need to completely clean house. Hopefully term limits, if that ever happens, could be the solution to that. But either way, it's really impossible to enforce this. I, for one, am never going to stop saying that Jews killed Jesus. Why? Because it's true. It's not something I go around just like saying every day. Like, it's not like I'm just walking up to Jews and being like, you're, you know, great something. Grandpa was part of the mob that killed Jesus. No, it's just truth. I'm not going to fold and just say something that's not true because it helps your feelings. If it hurts your feelings, I just don't care. I'm sorry, but truth, it matters more than your feelings. Facts don't care about your feelings. And I think most people are under that consensus. So for this reason, I just don't think the law is really going to stand, but it's concerning either way. As always, guys, thank you so much for watching this video. If you got a little bit of entertainment or value out of it, please go down below, subscribe, comment your thoughts on this bill if you think that it could really be enforced, if it's a concern to you, as well as like the video. We'll see you next time.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.